From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. H.R.O. Snyder reports in the Times Union that New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says the state could be doing more to protect bees and other pollinators. DiNapoli recommended doing more to detect diseases and parasites and improving the registry and inspection of apiaries and developing new procedures to inspect honeybee shipments. Paul McPhail, the owner and beekeeper of Bee Hollow Farm, an apiary in Skodak Landing, said finding a safe place for his 400 to 500 beehives in the area has become more and more difficult as diseases and parasites and pesticides threaten honeybees. Last year's drought conditions also worsened the rate of bee colony decline locally, with McPhail saying, and I quote, "I see more and more beekeepers folding. I think that's yet an even bigger problem because we need more beehives," end quote. DiNapoli agreed in his report. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, "New York's farmers know how important honeybees and other pollinators are to our food supply and environmental health. The state has designed a program to protect their declining populations, and my latest audit found the Department of Agriculture and Markets can do more to detect the diseases and parasites that destroy bee colonies," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that a Siena College poll released January 23rd gives Governor Kathy Hochul high marks from New York voters. Hochul's approval rating was 56% with 36% disapproval, her highest rating in office. Siena College pollster Stephen Greenberg said, and I quote, "Kicking off the 2023 legislative session with her first State of the State address, chock full of proposals that have strong voter support, Hochul sees her job approval rating hit its highest level, jumping from a positive 5 points last month to a 20-point positive approval rating today. The jump, despite continued strong partisan divide, is largely thanks to independent and downstate voters," end quote. Meanwhile, Hochul is fighting a losing battle with Democrats in her legislature, who shot down her nominee for the state highest court last week. And you can read more about this story at Spectrum News. Heidi Pritzvala, Julia Marsh, and Jessica Piper report for Politico that the New York Young Republican Club, and I quote, "has faded and supported a roster of relatively extreme figures," end quote, and that Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik, who represent local congressional district, are members. The group, Political reports, and I quote, "has closely aligned itself with former Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon and Pizzagate conspiracist Jack Posobiec." The New York Young Republican Club recently endorsed Hungary's autocratic leader, Viktor Orban, and have backed other authoritarian leaders. The club's president, Gavin Wax, donated $500 to the Joint Fundraising Committee of repeated liar George Santos, who was elected to Congress from Long Island last fall. Wax admits that not everyone will care for the group that includes Molinaro and Stefanik. Wax said, and I quote, "If you believe the Trump wing is racist, then there's nothing we can do. They're big names in the conservative right wing of the party. If that's the new level of controversy, then sure, we're controversial," end quote. Of the group's backing of authoritarian leaders around the world, Wax said, and I quote, "We reject the premise and narrative that these parties are beyond the pale and outside of polite society," end quote. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, ran as a moderate, but so far has voted with conservatives, hired far-right staff, and is a member of the New York Young Republican Club. Read more about this story at Politico. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has changed the community level of COVID-19 to low in both Greene and Columbia counties. Delaware and Schoharie counties and Berkshire County in Massachusetts are also considered low currently by the CDC. Albany and Rensselaer counties continue to be labeled high, and Ulster and Dutchess counties are considered medium. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.